Who gets to follow that? Oh my God. I've got bad news for one person. This is a woman who I met many, many years ago. I used to hang out at Red Scott Court for Theater, which was the longest running open mic on the West Coast for 25 years. And there are stories to tell about that, but I met her there. We've stayed in touch. She teaches at Cascadia College, and she has a selection or two in the book. Please welcome Denise Calvetti-Myers.
But I tell my students that with their imagination, they can fill in the gaps. and fill in the pieces where they don't have the information, which is what I did when I tried to imagine my grandmother, an Italian-American, who came from a small village and ended up in another small village in Paso Robles when my father was born. So this is called Grandmother on the Paso Robles Ranch, year my father was born. Looking back, women chat under oak shade and crochet stars into blankets, blankets into stars. Stiff as quills, cattails border the walk. Crows hop away on one foot, tawny glitter of buff-weed birds. The sun is a matchstick amber, streaking charcoal gray sky, colors that glint the palette of arid places. Hazel wrens sing in the boxwood, and the ranch hands smell of cow's milk. Augustina lingers at the porch rail, settling into the good cinema in which she stars, the baby asleep in the whirr of dragonflies. Temperature 100 degrees, and adobe disappears like a riverbed mirage. At twilight, the infant's eyes focus and follow his fists across the midline, and the walls burn umber. Later, the house reappears from its distance with Augustina's reasons to stay, biscuits to bake, polenta to simmer, and the winter winces by, a dairy the place the water boils, sunrise a spell in the travail of lambing. She warms a bleating newborn in gunny sack near the stove. Calves arrive and the rain roils. When I ask if anything reminds her of her life before America, she turns both hands palm side up to reveal lifelines. Gullies, her gesture to explain, composing the body. A canyon river, the cumulus crisscross, to snag, to open like reverence.